We're going to have a special class about knowing how to say, not now, knowing how to say, I'll get to it, not now. And that is a very important component in one's spiritual growth. I'll give you an example. When I was younger, so I once asked a question in class. I asked many questions in class, and I got into a lot of trouble for the questions I asked. So one of the questions I asked that I got into trouble for was, how could there be a song about decimating Amalek? Timche Ezecher Amalek Mitachas HaShamayim Mitachas HaShamayim Lo Tishkach. It's a song, I think, Mordechai Ben David. And as a kid, I couldn't understand how people could sing the song. How could you sing about killing? So, one day in class, I raised my hand and asked the question. And the response I got was, it's a pasuk, it's a mitzvah, what's wrong with you? So, when you're in school and you're in class, so it's not Machon Meir. They were not very accepting of my question, and I was not very accepting of their answer. So much so that it left me at a place where I questioned my observance altogether. And as I grew in my learning and my understanding and my comfort with the Torah and mitzvot, I did not have an answer to that question. And I reached a point where I had answers for almost all of my questions that had really been in my way, that had really caused me to question whether I would be an observant Jew or not. And I did not have an answer to that question. And I continued learning and studying and questioning. And finally, I reached the point where I could say, I don't yet have an answer. It took me many years to reach that understanding that I can say, I don't yet have an answer. Wait. I think it's important to recognize that there is an order in building one's understanding and comfort with Torah and mitzvot. And we have a rule in a Kadosh Baruch Hu ba bitrunya im briotav. Hashem does not have unfair claims of us. Hashem doesn't expect us to accomplish level 3 calculus before we've done our multiplication table. Right? There's an order, and we're not expected to do more than we can. We're supposed to grow in a certain order, and if that means where I'm holding right now, I'm not yet there, so that's it, I'm not yet there. But again, for over a decade of my life, I wouldn't have said I'm not yet there, I would have said I'm not sure if I'm going to be there. It was, to me, a pivotal point in my growth when I was able to say, I have a lot of respect for the system, I see the validity of the system, and I have a question I don't yet have an answer for, because initially I wasn't there. Within our learning, we have to also be able to say, I don't have an answer to that question. I might also say, not I, but a person might say, I have basic questions, I have elementary questions, I still have things I have to learn, I still have things I don't understand, I still have questions I don't have answers to. You'll always have questions you don't have answers to if you continue thinking. So long as you're thinking, you'll have questions you don't have answers to. Hopefully they will evolve in sophistication. Hopefully you'll have answers to the questions you have today, but you'll have more sophisticated questions. If you're thinking, you'll have questions. it's important to be able and to have the maturity to know that I don't and I won't have all the answers today. Now, a person will say, I don't even know if I respect the system yet. Or, I know I respect it, but there are a lot of things here I really don't understand. Okay, that's legitimate. Provided that you're still working. The danger is when a person stops. When I was a kid, so people challenged me with questions about what was ethical. Why is it ethical that the Torah sets up this structure for marriage, this structure for divorce, this structure for the legal system? So long as I was being fed the information from the people who were questioning, I had very strong questions. The second I started learning the sources, and learning and learning and learning and understanding the broader picture, I came to a realization that the most ethical and advanced and intricate and sensitive system is the system of the Torah. But I wouldn't have known that based on the questions people would present. Korach was also able to present a very, very strong case against Moshe and the system of the Torah. And you don't have answers till you learn. It's not like you can have answers just like that. It's a process. If you're going to do it justice, you have to take the time to study. People will ask you many questions. You can't have the answers so fast. So a person says, do I have to do tshuva when I don't yet understand that I'm wrong? No. You can't expect me to do tshuva if a person is not yet holding at a place where they respect the system and they value the system and they understand that they're wrong. If a person is still holding at a place, I remember when I was a kid, I used to ask this question. Rashi says this is the pshat. Why can't I say I think different than Rashi? So Rashi says this, and I think not that. So it came from my so limited, my tremendous ignorance, where I did not begin to understand the genius of Rashi. I did not begin to understand the tremendous system that exists in deciphering what the Torah is saying and what the Talmud is saying. I had no concept of what I was even dealing with. So I looked at Rashi, and I felt, okay, Rashi's a human being, I'm a human being. He said what he thought, I'm going to say what I think. I didn't begin to understand how many hours and how much genius and thought went into Rashi's analysis of the tremendous commentaries that preceded him, the tremendous number of texts that Rashi studied before writing his commentary, the tremendous tradition Rashi had before writing his commentary, and only then, after Rashi knew the Shas and the Medrash and the Jerusalem Talmud and a tremendous number of texts and a tremendous tradition, did he distill all of that into a commentary. I didn't know that what Rashi was writing wasn't his own. The style is Rashi's strength. The content, there's almost nothing in Rashi that's Rashi's. There's almost nothing. If you could find a total of 30 lines out of all of Rashi on Torah that's Rashi's own, I think you won't be able to. 99% and maybe 99.9% of what Rashi is writing is not his own. He chose to distill the information and present it in a genius style. It's not him. It's in Talmud. It's in Medrash. It precedes Rashi by 1,000 years. But little me back then didn't begin to understand what I was reading when I was reading Rashi. Okay. So you grow, so you learn, so eventually you start understanding what you're reading. So long as we continue growing, then it's legitimate to say, right now, I don't understand. Until I read Rashi's responsa, I didn't realize what a genius Rashi was. Because my Rabbein would always say, you see, Rashi used this word to tell you that. And I'd say, how do you know that? Who said that's what Rashi meant? How do you know that's what he was coming to teach? He chose this word instead of that word. Until I started reading his responsa. Where Rashi himself writes, didn't you notice I used this word instead of that? Isn't it obvious that I used this word because I meant that? Then I started seeing, wait a second, he really gauged which word he used where. And he meant to teach us a ton by the examples he chooses to give, etc. Then I started seeing the genius in Rashi. Until then, I had no concept. Okay, so we grow. We can't know everything today. It takes time to learn. And can a person do tshuva when a person doesn't yet understand that what they did is wrong? Well, I think that's a question of a comfort level.
has a person attained the level where they have so much respect that they realize, I'm wrong, they're right, even though I don't understand them? If a person has, then a person can start working on doing tshuva, even if they don't understand it. If a person has not yet reached that, that's fine. We're a work in progress. We'll get there.
There's no consensus. There's, they don't have a reason. They don't have a, no one agrees on a specific reason why, electricity is wrong. And you can go, also, I